Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf finds himself between a rock and a hard place these days when it comes to natural gas. Wolf is fighting Republican lawmakers in Harrisburg to force the natural gas industry to pay up, while at the same time, he's facing citizen activists who just don't want the natural gas industry in their communities. The Allegheny Front's energy reporter Reed Frazier has been following the governor's struggles and other energy news around the state, and he's in the studio with me now. Hi, Reed.
Hey, Kara.
So before we get to the governor, let's talk about a report that came out this week by the environmental group Penn Environment. In it, they called out the Toxic 10, as they called them. These are the industrial sites that are contributing most to air pollution in Allegheny County. Why are these 10 industrial sites so important to air pollution in the county?
Well, this report dealt with things that are known as air toxics. They include things like benzene, which can cause cancer. Allegheny County is among the worst counties in the country in terms of some of these toxic air chemicals that people are breathing. And these are very large sources for it, and they account for a lot of the air pollution that we breathe.
Give me a couple of examples of who made the list.
Well, a couple examples are Shenango Coke Works on Neville Island, just west of downtown Pittsburgh, and U.S. Steel's Clairton Coke Works in Allegheny County, which is the largest coke works in the country.
Reed, what is coke and why is it such a big air pollution problem?
Coke is integral in making steel. And the way you make coke is you take coal and you bake all the impurities out of it. The reason why it's so polluting and so dirty is all those impurities aren't burnt off. They are driven off through heat. In fact, in some ways, it's worse than burning coal, like at a coal-fired power plant.
This week, there was a press conference of environmental groups that were speaking out against the coke-making process and coke producers, and you were there. What did you learn?
Well, I spoke with a number of people. One of them was Leah Andrasik. She lives just downwind from the Shenango Coke Works, and she says she smells odors and sees black smoke coming out of the facility all the time, and she's frustrated by it. And here's what she said.
Basically, it seems like you pollute and you pay a fine and you pollute some more and you pay a fine, and that's not helping the health of the community. They need to do something more meaningful that, you know, stops them from polluting and encourages them to fix the problems.
So what does she want?
Well, she wants harsher penalties from the Allegheny County Health Department, which regulates the air quality near Pittsburgh. The company was fined by the county health department last year, and they had to install some pollution control upgrades. But she says it's just not enough. They're still in violation of some of their permits. The company, for its part, says it's complying with regulatory and legal requirements, and it's greatly improved its emissions.
Okay, let's widen the lens and look at what's happening on the state level. Anti-fracking activists are targeting Governor Tom Wolf for his efforts to work collaboratively with the natural gas pipeline companies.
Stop the task force! Stop the task force!
That's the sound of about 20 protesters gathered outside a meeting of the governor's new pipeline task force in Harrisburg. Those pipelines are being built, of course, because of the oil and gas drilling boom in our state. Energy companies need to get that gas to the people who want it. At the same time, we're heading into a fourth month with no state budget. One of the major sticking points, Governor Wolf is pushing for a new tax, what's called a severance tax, on natural gas drillers. But Republicans in Harrisburg aren't having it. So, Reed, how much of this budget impasse is due to the proposed severance tax?
Well, that's a little bit hard to say. So a bill to levy a severance tax or put a severance tax in place was packaged with a proposal to raise the income tax, which was not popular, as you can imagine, with Republicans in the legislature. And it was soundly defeated. No Republicans voted for it. In fact, some Democrats voted against it. So the severance tax is kind of, right now, it's wrapped up with a lot of other issues facing the state, like what to do about the liquor industry, what to do about things like public employee pensions. So it's a little hard to say exactly how much of the stalemate is caused by the severance tax.
Well, does it look like the governor is willing to make concessions or compromises to get this thing done?
He's pecked around the edges at the plan. He lowered the rate that he was proposing to charge on natural gas. At the same time, he basically increased the per well fee that they were going to charge. So basically, the core of the plan is in place, and Republicans are saying that's just not enough of a concession for them to go along with it.
How are people around the state who are watching this happen and who are depending on a state budget, how are they looking at this?
Well, no one looks great after this. I mean, agencies are having to lay people off or borrow money. You know, school districts are having a hard time. But it looks like, from a recent poll from Franklin and Marshall, that more voters are holding the legislature responsible for the stalemate than they are the governor. Whether or not that'll have any impact on what happens in Harrisburg, we don't know.
Okay. Well, thanks, Reed.
Thank you.
The Allegheny Friends energy reporter, Reed Frazier, who always ranks very high in our polls, he'll have more on the severance tax and the air pollution report we talked about earlier. That's on our website, alleghenyfront.org. I'm Carol Holsapple, and this is the Allegheny Front.